is his lovely name, and that's the reason that I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Sing it again. Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I don't know nobody else like him. I don't know nobody else as sweet as he is. I just don't know nobody else. Amen. Will you stand on your feet for just a moment? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what's the days. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Sister said she was feeling, you know, but people be so stressed. People be so tired and down. You just don't know, say they, what I'm going through. But I come to tell you, you're at the right place, at the right time, at the right season. Praise the Lord to get your blessing and get your praise on and get your act on. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You want to get really down in Jesus, get some trials going in your life. And have to trust him. God, it'll make you a strong boy, I'm telling you. Praise Lord, I just want to thank you for the ones that have come out today. Needs, yes. Miracles, yes, you're going to perform. We get our minds upon you. I said, we get our minds upon you, Lord. There's nothing you cannot do. You're not like man. No, no, no. And sometimes we think that, you know, that man can't do it, it won't get done, but it's not true. We got to believe in you. So I'm asking you, Lord, to let us look toward the cross today in Jesus' name. I pray that you would anoint thy servant, oh God. I had lots of things to say, you know, what's been going over in my heart and mind. But I'm thinking, Lord, what do the people need? What is going to bring them up? Today is Mother's Day. I should have a message about Mother's Day. But, Lord, I just couldn't get a message about Mother's Day. And so I just had to do what you told me to do. And so I hope and pray that this will be what the people need. Lord, that you bring them up to another place because it's time for us to come up in Jesus' name. You know, turn around and shake somebody's hands and say, I'm glad to be here. I hope you're not lying, but turn around. I don't want to make you lie. I'm so glad to see you here. I told when I was praying up here today, please listen. This is very important. Come. Children, y'all can do that after service. Okay. Come on. I told the children, hello. You all, your fellowship after we get through, okay? I told them that we want to make a book of testimonies. I want you to write your testimony, your greatest testimony, godly testimony. And we want to make a book of testimonies. I met a young girl that I helped. She was down and she couldn't get someone in a car or something or other. She needed a jumper. But anyway, that's how I met her. Her name is Donchelle. And I ministered to her, whatever. But anyway, when she left, she said, I want to talk to you again. And the child called me this morning early. Are you up? I said, well, if you don't call me, I'm up. And I'm always mostly up, so just call. But she was telling me about her life, 22 years old. And I won't say about her life because she's supposed to come to church. And so I'm just saying there are needs out there. People come to church, they're smiling, but inside they're hurting. They're messed up. You go on the street and you see people and they try to hold it up, but they messed up. And you can't help but be messed up in the world that we live in. This world messed up. It's really messed up. If you don't know it's messed up, then you need to open your eyes. Hallelujah. So I was, I had told Al about a vision I had. This was an open vision. I was woke. And I'm saying this for something I'm could get around to. But I had a vision of when I was first got saved, like, you know, maybe 20 years ago. I don't know. I was laying on my bed. I had been on a 3-day fast, and I was laying across the bed. And I couldn't move. Anybody had a vision? Well, this is open. I seen, and I was just frozen to the bed. I couldn't do nothing but just look. And I saw a bust of a man. He was from over in Korea. I say he was Chinese because that's what I knew then. I ain't known about Korea then. And he floated. He had no arms and no legs. You know what a bust is? A torso. This is torso. He was laying on his left side, I suppose, coming from the north. He floated across the sky, clouds. He didn't look at me. His face looked like the man that's not, and I know this now, I'm just skipping ahead. He looked just like the man that's up there. But that then, not because he had no arms and legs, so he wasn't up to, you know what I'm saying? And he probably wasn't even born, I don't really know. But he said he looked and he moved his head very slow, never forget it. And I'm looking at this man, and he'd move his head very slow in America. And he said, "You fools." And he looked and he smiled and smirked. But he just moved his head very slow. Then he turned from the north and went to the south. He was going north and south. Then he turned south and went north and came back on his still leg because he can't walk, you know. He's just a bust of a man. And he said the same thing. He thought, "I got you." Let me tell y'all something. We're in a day. We need to stop praying, church. We need to stop playing, period. And ask God where we are. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. God bless all the mothers. We need mothers. Praise the Lord. But I don't feel motherly. I don't. I feel like something is going on that I need to know about. That's what I feel, brother. I'm telling you. We need to ask God to help us. Number one, we need to be praying for our president that he don't be deceived, because he's being deceived. If he believed that little man that went across that sky, and I believe it was him, got this thing set up that he going to do something. See, the reason why I didn't see nothing when he went south, because the man in the south don't believe him, because he got the same culture. So when he went to the south, it was just empty. It was nothing, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't even see it until he came back up to the window where I was laying, you know, and went across to the north again. So we need to pray. I said we need to be praying as Christians. We need to pray. Praise God, because we are in worse shape than we think we are. Well, now, you know, some of you older people going to say yes, because y'all been here a long time. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you today to look up. I wish I could. Al can just break things down. I wish I could. I said, but I'm going to be me. Shoot. Let's go to Acts 4:20. Hallelujah. Acts 4:20. Thank you for coming today. Thanks, my sweethearts, for coming today. They told me they was going to come, and lo and behold, there they come bringing their sweet selves in. I thank you. Yeah, that's... Oh, I said, he said he was going to come. I had to get it together. I'm going to talk to y'all after service, some of y'all. We got to get this thing together because you're going to have people coming in. You know what I mean? Oh, no, you don't know what I mean, but you will. Acts 4. I'm grateful to the Lord because of one thing I've learned in this last past time. Whatever you go through is for your good. And I saw Peter and them. I was on my knees. I saw Peter and them and all these saints that went through, and they, you know. And when they went through, what they felt about Jesus never stopped. They didn't stop preaching. They didn't stop, you know, how we get in a trial and you can't hardly get us up. Can't hardly pray. Come on, you understand what I'm saying? But when they were in trials, in jail, beat, bleed, they still preached the gospel. And I said, Lord, no matter where we are, we still got to love you and serve you. Praise the Lord. As I'm going to Acts, I want to go to the fourth chapter and the 20th, around the 20th verse. You got to see and you got to understand, and God, I hope this will be what you can, the Lord will bless you with, 4 and 20. Am I in Acts 4:20? Praise the Lord. No, I'm not. Okay, 4. Okay. When the boldness of Peter, this is not, I must have copied it down, had it wrong, but the devil is a lie. Acts 4:4. Wait a minute. This is not what I... No, this is not what I... Okay. In this, where Peter then was, I know what it is. Forgive me. Y'all pray for me. The devil is a lie. Okay. It ain't, I'm looking at 20 down here. I'm acting like I still can't see, but I can. Brother Mark, you having trouble like that? Sometimes it looks like I got to look hard. You know, I believe the Lord puts a on our, this thing you put in your eyes, where your brain get a signal from here. Well, see, you ain't got no signal from here when you let man stick them things in there. You ain't got no signal, so you got to do something extra. I really believe that. And I'm going to study it because I believe it's too. I'm looking down here for 20. This is not 20. I'm thinking 20 going to be down here. That 20 over there. I am at 4 and 20. Double C, you ain't smart as you thought you was. But Peter and John answered and said, they called them and commanded them to speak, to speak, not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God judge you. But we cannot but speak the things, and this is what the Lord gave me. We cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. You got to see something. I said, you got to see something. And this hour, God is going to show up because people got to see something. You got to see somebody living right. You got to see somebody overcoming. You know, we can't just preach and say, God don't do it. No, we gotta see it. We're Missourians, number one. They say, I'm from Missouri. And the Lord be showing me, he said, praise the Lord, I'm getting ready to show people things. They gotta see something. I'm getting ready to do something that they're gonna see. They ain't gonna just heard about. Now listen, there was a man, help me, Lord. John 12. And since I'm over this way, John 12. John 12 and 20 again. And you ain't taking me no place else today. I forgot you. John 12 and 20. Okay, John 12. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, see, this is where I was looking at the 20 down at the bottom of the page. There were certain Greeks among, wait a minute, read 17, because I'm going to put that in there. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out the grave and raised him from the dead bear record. So you got to see something. Okay. For this cause, the people also met him, and for that they heard that he had done this miracle. You got to see something. We are in a generation that we got to see something now. You know, we got people that can speak very fluently. And whatever people want to hear, fine. But if you got people that's seeking God and want God to move, you got to see something. Praise the Lord. For the cause of the people also met him, and they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive you how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks. That's what I'm getting at. There are certain Greeks among them. They came up to worship. They come up for business. They, you know, they came to worship at the feast, the feast of Passover. But they were Greeks. They came to worship. The same came therefore to Philip instead of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "We want to see Jesus." That just popped. We would see Jesus. We know you his disciples. And I know blah, blah, blah. But we want to see Jesus. And that popped in my mind. I said, yes, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus after him said, and then he went on and preached. No doubt these people had been to, heard, they heard about Lazarus dying. See, you know, you got people that heard about that when Jesus, you know, did things. Praise the Lord. That's why the church must stay in now. That's why the church must get out now. And they gotta hear something. They gotta hear, yeah, you know, such and such a thing happened at the church. What happened at your church? I don't know. Oh, it was a good sermon. What preacher? I don't know. I think he preached on. Come on now. This is where your pastor is. I said, God, we got to see something. We got to stop coming to church and sitting down so tired we can't do nothing and don't see nothing. We got to see something. And so when he asked, what I thought about, I said, Lord, did he? He said, yes, he was there when he heard about Lazarus being raised. Now, that was a wonderful thing. He said, ooh, boy. Oh, boy, we don't know, you know. But unless the church get there, we're not going to win the world. Not this world. We got to have a mind to press into the Lord to stop this messing around and start the praying and asking God to help us. And another thing, you know, like you all out, don't think you ain't got nothing. You got Christ in you. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. I got Christ. You got Christ. Get your mind and your off of people. Now I'm into really watching it. I said, Lord, I don't want my mind into no man. I don't want my mind into no woman. I want my mind into you. I want you. I want you now. I'm not looking for nobody else. I'm looking for you now, Lord. I'm looking for you now. Something happened Thursday and I walked out the house, got in my car and went up to the church and I drove in the parking lot. And I was, you know, I said, I'm going to call something. I said, I ain't calling nobody. I'm calling you. I ain't calling nobody. And when I drove back, the Lord said, stop conversating with the devil. He said, he cast him out. Just stop conversating with the devil. Woo-hoo. See, the devil tell you, I'm feeling bad. Yeah, that's right. So and so. Don't conversate. God ain't talking that stuff. Learn out how your God talk. Talk with God. Because God ain't talking this crap y'all listening to. And I'm listening. He ain't talking that. And then I almost cried. I just turned myself. I went back. I said, oh, that's right. I ain't going to come. That's right. I want you. I want to see you. And that's when he gave me, you got to see Jesus. I said, you got to see Jesus. You come here today. Whatever you come for, you can have it. Because if you can just take a look at Jesus. He never did nothing, never. I was thinking, somebody was telling me something. I said, but Jesus never done that. You looking for man. You look for man, you ain't going to never find nothing. You look at man, everybody fails. Everything that's got two legs and two arms that's on this earth got something in them that you going to say, oh, well. Now, you got to get your mind on Jesus. And a lot of people that's saved because they're looking at folks. But you can find Jesus in the word of God. You can find Jesus. Hallelujah. I said you can find, and you're going to see enough of Jesus and some folks after while you keep looking. You know what I'm saying is now, but don't be putting y'all understand what I'm saying. Praise God. Cause who going to stand up now? Who want to stand up for Jesus now? Let me see y'all that want to stand up for Jesus. You know what? Jesus said, he gave me a verse. He said, and I've read this verse a thousand times. He said, if any man want to serve me, he can come after me. He got to pick up his cross and follow me. So what are you whining and complaining for if you got a cross? You know, we pick up our cross and moan. We pick the cross. Oh, I don't know why God put me here. I mean, pastor say, you know, this is the, I don't know nothing about this. But you change it over. Come on, I'm telling you something. Now, this is from his spirit. Change it over. And when the devil come against you, get you a song. Get you a praise. You know what, Addison? I thank God for you because the Lord showed me that music, how great music is. Music, and I said, that's right, she got a, he said, it's music in heaven. He said, there are sounds in music. He said, I sang over you. What? Okay, I've read a verse. He sang over me. Girl, I got me a song.
I'm singing over him now because he sings over me. There's so many things that God has put here for us, for our use, beloved. Things that you don't even understand. It's for your benefit. It's for your benefit. But you're not going to learn nothing if you just keep complaining and grumbling and mumbling during the time that you're going through your trials. That is a terrible shame. If you got to stop this mumbling. We got to stop mumbling and grumbling. Hello? You never get the answer, mumbling and grumbling. You never get the answer. And I was talking to this pearl, this child this morning. She said, I get up and I'm crying every day. I said, give it to Jesus. She said, I don't know how. And the saints don't. This woman ain't praying. We don't know how. You know, we cry and we, you know, get gray hairs and we just terrible. Praise the Lord. But I thought about this. I went and got my hair done yesterday. Boy, it was looking good. Listen, the heat hit it. The heat hit it. Now it looking like I did it myself. When I came to the church, it was flat. Bridget say, Mama, let me do something to your head. Let me push your hair up. See, it looked just like you pushed it up. That heat will flatten you down. But Jesus sure will push you up. You just let it. Yes, he will. Because I got me somebody that I said, and I ain't saying it looks so good now, but I'm going to put some good in it, it'll be all right. But you understand what I'm saying? Listen, I'm telling you something that God taught me. Honestly, if you would, the time you go through, and I'm waiting 20 years later, you know, down the road, the next week, I should have said this, No. If you go through, if somebody got you down, if you go to work and this person, you know, hurt your, you know, on your raw nerve. If you turn your eyes upon Jesus, I declare, if you turn your eyes upon Jesus, whenever your trials come, that's not godly, turn your eyes upon Jesus. And he'll see you through. He'll change that person. Nobody can, it take two to tango, and ain't nobody gonna tangle with you if you ain't tangling. Gotta have a partner. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Right now, I ain't going to preach no long sermon because I'm telling you, I'm fit my heart. Listen, whatever's in your heart today, the Lord told me this. I came, he said, if you can believe, what do it take for you to believe? All things are possible if you simply believe. You can have your ears open, your thing done, that one done, that done, if you only believe. Don't look at me for God's sake. I couldn't heal a butterfly with a broken wing. But in Jesus, all things are possible. I said, all things are possible. Hallelujah. If I can make Jesus real. Boy, we preach the cross. You preach it. But you got to see it. See Jesus on the cross. See him. I'll tell you, he'll take away everything you got. But when the girl told me that day, that just hurt my heart so bad. I said, I'm so giving her scriptures, but you know. And I see us. I saw us in her. She said, I'm so down. I feel so bad. She said, I will come today. She said, but you know, I only have enough money to go to work next week. And she live over there by Hidden Valley. Only got enough money to go to work next week. And I said, God, get us up here. Let us go get these folk. It's people out there that's hurting. But I know, I'm going to tell you something. God is real. God is real. Get in your heart. What you want from Jesus? This is what I'm saying. Oh, God. Get it in your heart. If the pastor say, all right, come to the thing. Come up here. You know, because this I call the altar. Used to be an altar. You shouldn't be thinking about she calling me. He calling me. You remember when you said you stepped out? You got to step out. I said you got to step out. I said you got to step out. It can't be me. It's got to be you. It's got to be you. God will do for you. I said God will do for you what he did for everybody else. He do for me because I'm telling you, I'm stepping out. I don't know about y'all. I'm telling y'all this because I'm doing it. I'm doing it. One day I'm going to write a book and you're going to say, woo-wee. It's Jesus. I said, it's Jesus. Jesus is in this place now. You know why? Because he said, well, two or three were gathered. He said, You believe that? I will be in the midst of him. Jesus is here right today. Not because of Sister Davis. Not because of Al or Brother so-and-so. But he's here because we are his people. And he's here today. And if you need anything today, get yourself up, come down here and believe God. And I'm not going to stand up here all day trying to beg. Because Jesus is here. I tell you he's here. I know he's here because I brought him here. He's in me. He's in you. Hallelujah. I say he's in you. So get up. If you need, I tell you, if you need something, you're going to get it today. I said, you're going to get it today because Jesus is here. I believe that. You believe it too. I ain't hardly got to pray for you. You're going to get what you want. I said, you're going to get it. You know why? Because you got up immediately. Come on, come on, come on. You got up immediately. Jesus is here. He's going to give you a testimony. I want you to write it now. I want you to write it. Hallelujah. I said, I want you to write it. Come on. Jesus is here. I'm going to tell you one more time. Jesus is here. If you want something from Jesus, come up and get it. Now, that's the best I can do. Praise the Lord. Am I doing okay? Hallelujah. Listen. Tanya, you know, when you said something to me, I knew then you're going to get it. Because you came to church to get it. Right? Okay, raise your hands and take it. Take what you need from Jesus. It is not I, but Christ that liveth in me. I am a servant of the Lord. And all I'm going to do is help your faith. When I lay hands on you, you're going to, with me, we're going to agree. And God is going to give you what you need. Praise the Lord. I don't care what, put your mind on Jesus. And all you know about him, Tanya, all you know he's a healer. You know he's healed you before. Just think of the good things of Jesus Christ. That's all you got to do. Father, when I lay hands upon this boy, like you told us to lay hands on the sick, but it's not I, it's Christ that liveth in me. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Now he's flowing into you, healing for your thyroid in Jesus' name. Flowing, flowing, flowing into your body. You here, bring the testimony back and write it down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Brother Mark, I know a miracle, but he told us either we're going to have to believe it or we don't. He said this is the time of signs, wonders, and miracles. And we've been sitting here for years. And so I'm asking in Jesus' name. My hands are cold. What that mean? Is that good? Good. Father, in Jesus' name. Touch him from the top of his head. He just loves us so much. He loves us so much. Now, this is the last call. Anybody else need help? Quickly. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, this fictitious thing that's happening to Erica. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yours is stress. What you feeling? You know, what the pain. Did you know stress causes pain? All right. And this is stress. I'm asking God to deliver you from stress. And they cast soul of a higher in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, pain go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Stop thinking all them things. Girl, you can't do nothing about it. You can't do a thing about it. So the more you think about it, the worse you're going to feel. So instead of thinking about it, you sing. So you got it up on the devil. Because you sing. Get you a song. Get you a praise. And through your songs, through your praise, you're going to heal. That's the medicine I'm giving. Song. Praise. Yes, Lord. That's for real, huh? In Jesus' name. Straighten it out, Lord. Straighten this spine. Straighten it out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Woo, in the name of Jesus, let it be. In Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, praise the Lord. Thank you. You know, we leave here pretty soon because of our parents leaving so early. But God, he outdone everything, didn't he? We still having birthdays. And you have some more birthdays. And you're going to see some miracles. Because I'm still asking God for your foot. That would take a miracle. But God is the God of miracles. And I want you to anoint it every day. And when the devil tell you that it's not so, you call him a lie. Keep calling him a lie. You're lying, devil. And just anoint it and say it's so. The God is going to give me a testimony so I can write in the testimony book about the goodness of God. And then somebody else can hear it and somebody else could know that God is good. Hallelujah. Because people got to know God is good. They got to see it. They got to hear it. Hallelujah. So you're going to be one that's going to hear it and see it. And you're going to be the one that's going to pass it on. Praise the Lord. Because God is moving for you right now, sister. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, be made whole in Jesus' name. And be made whole in the name of Jesus by the power of his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. What's the matter with Pastor? God is the matter with Pastor. I say, God is the matter with Pastor. Praise the Lord. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Let's everybody stand. I'm showing up. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Madeline. What's her last name? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lord, we know her name is Marilyn Jarvis. Madeline. Yeah, her name was Madeline, right? Madeline. Lord, right now, we send the word to Madeline. We send the word to Madeline. We send the word to Madeline. She knows of you, Lord. She know about you. She know about you. Lord, I rebuke fear. I rebuke fear. I rebuke fear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we send healing. We send healing like you did. Praise the Lord. We send healing to Madeline in Jesus' name. But there is no distance with your power. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. You tell her we prayed in faith for. I told her, I said, we're going to pray in faith for you. We're going to just call words. I'm looking for God to do something. I'm looking for to come up and say, D-da-da-da, you know, whatever. Thank you. Oh, I just love him. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is God's day. This is God's day. We tired of the devil. This is God's day. We come into the house of the what? Say it again. We come in the house of the Lord. This, I mean, we bring him in here. We come in the house of the Lord. And then he comes, power comes. You just got to believe. Only believe. All things are possible. I said all things. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. With Jesus, it's done. I wish his sister would come. She got a testimony that will throw you out of here. Ronnie's sister, your sister. Oh, my God. Everything the Lord did, she believes God. See, God didn't say, he said, believe me. It's people that don't even know. It was people out there casting out devils, and they wasn't of the regular crowd. And Jesus, you know what Jesus told him? He said, it can't hardly be against me. They got to be for me. But they wasn't, did it belong to them? They was out there, they heard, they saw what Jesus had, and they knew Jesus, watch. They knew there was power in Jesus' name, and they was out there calling Jesus' name, and even all they were, and here I am, I'm saved, I've been saved a long time, and I believe in Jesus too. Hallelujah, but I believe I got something. Praise the Lord. And here they don't even know what they just out there, woo, in Jesus' name. Using Jesus' name. And y'all, can you mean tell me we can't use Jesus' name? And they must have been getting well, because that's why the apostles got jealous. If they weren't doing nothing, they wouldn't have went back there and said nothing. It's something about the name of Jesus. Oh, you got to call on the name of Jesus. I don't know how many times I told y'all this. Tell me, I didn't know nothing. My church didn't know nothing. I was telling this lady, and I have a chance to talk to people. Some don't believe it because I don't care. I had one little book left and gave it to the girl up at the bank. We getting ready to get these people in. We getting ready to get these people in to truth. Jesus is not a little weak somebody with on the crutches. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. He's God. I told you about this, boy. My church didn't teach none of this. I was bound as a bound. Couldn't get free. Ran all over the nation trying to get free. I thought I could outrun the devil, but he'd be right there where I was. And I knew I couldn't get free. But a man came, let me tell you, and God will send you a deliverer. I said, God will send you a deliverer. My church didn't know nothing, but God sent me a deliverer. And they talked about that man. You know, he got the devil. Watch that. When they say, when men are casting out devils and healing the sick, don't pay no attention to the church. Because the church going to get jealous. You run to that man that they say is a devil. And that's what I did. Went to, got the radio. I told y'all about this. Broke a radio. The lady borrowed the radio. Broke it. And so she let me have it so I could listen to this man that was going to give me my deliverance. Oh, hallelujah. Not a man, but what the man was telling me, I believed it. Got on my knees when I couldn't get on my knees and pray. I couldn't do nothing and pray. I was so bound with the devil. And the demon stood beside the bed. I dare you, I dare you. And the Lord said, the man said, lift your hands up on the radio. Put your hands on the radio. He said, God going to deliver you. Now, he was in the radio. And I'm on my knees, pulling daddy in the bed. We young. And so, with all my might, with all my strength, my hand came up. It weighed a ton. I tell you, I know Satan was, but when I got it, I was just like I went through a work. And I said, oh, I just got in the bed. Didn't nothing seem to help me. He's cast that thing out. I got in the bed, and out came me the horriblest scream you ever heard. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care whether you believe it or not. Oh, God is able. I said, he's able. We don't need to go to church and can't get well. We need to be in a church we can get well. Well, you know, this is a fallen world. I don't care where it fell to. I ain't serving a fallen Jesus. The world maybe done fell down and hurt itself. But I know this man. I know he delivers because he delivered me. And he's the same God. Been in car accidents. Tied the highway up. I tied the highway up. Everybody right. The man who hit me said, somebody's in that car with that woman. Everybody came to the hospital crying. And I don't think nothing was bruised, but a little something on me. Gwen got in one, her shoe was bruised. I'm telling you, if you believe in this God, children of God, you, brother, we old. I had a birthday. But I refuse to let people tell me what I got to have because I'm such and such an age. They ain't going to tell me I got to break down here and break down there. The devil is a lie. For he said to me, I wish above all things that you will be in health and prosper as your soul prosper. Don't you believe the devil? Don't believe that. I got a simple message to tell you that God is a healer. That Jesus has not stopped healing people. I don't care where you are. I don't care what devil who think that he got you. You can be delivered. All things are possible. Don't let nobody tell you. We think, I'm going to tell you now, you get, because I got you now. And you ain't going to walk out the door because you be thinking, no, you going to listen, see. If you get offended, you ain't going to walk out. You're going to stay here because you see, I'm going to know it if you walk out that door. They tell us, you know, I tell somebody, she said, well, you know, you something, and you know, that happens. Really? Oh, she thinks she's 19. No, I don't think I'm 19. I just think I belong to God. Now, sister, I don't think I'm 19, but I belong to the Lord. And I can still walk, still dance when I want to. And y'all still talking,
went to the doctor and they say my kidneys and my liver is perfect. My eyes are perfect. Now you talk all you want to. But I believe in a God that's able. Because when he saved me and just healed me, that gave me faith. So don't listen to what people say, but you know, be nice. You know what I'm saying? Be nice. You know, no, you ain't got to, you know, be nice. They tell you they think they know it. And so you respect them if they got age on them and say, yeah. I believe, one more thing, and I'm going to let you go. I believe if we take the sacrament right, he'll heal you. How I know it, because he healed me one time. Healed Gwen one time. But you hear people just, you know, see, he's given us everything. He's given us everything. Say he's given us everything. If we believe, we shall receive. You can't receive unless you believe it. And we can't say blah, blah, blah. No, we don't believe it. All things are possible. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame anybody. Because you make up your mind. Go home, make your mind up. I don't care if you're on 20 pills, 40 pills. You make your mind up. When I come in that church, God gonna heal me. Because you're not looking for me to heal you. It's Jesus that heals you. Brother Mark came to church one Sunday. I healed him. Jesus touched him. Golly, if I could heal, I'd go to the doctor and get everybody. You know what I'm saying? If it was me, but you know, but without being led by God, I ain't gonna get nothing there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go in there and everybody. Because God knows I can't stand to see people sick. And believe me, I go to the store and everybody I see is crippled. I get there because he said, I'm telling you what you gotta do now. What I've called you to do, you better get them to do it. Somebody gonna come in here like this, somebody gonna come and say, shoot, Lord, get this, let up. Praise the Lord, but I thank God. Hallelujah. It's Christ in you. Christ in me. The hope of glory. Christ in us. Don't be ashamed to lay your hands on people. Shoot. Lay your hands on folk. And they will get well. Well, I don't know. Well, then when you don't know, then that's too bad. Everybody's standing anyway. Okay. I'm through, beloved. Listen. All I know is that Jesus I serve is able. And I try not to say too much the situation, but this is a situation that I know God is in. This is a situation that you wouldn't have walked in this if you had any sense. But Jesus told me, I'm going to keep you. I had my daughter, let me tell you about this. Hell, he holds my thing up over there. I had a dream, and in this dream last week, my granddaughter, Adea, told it last week, she was singing. You know, a little, she about this tall, and she was in a room full of nothing but grown people, and I was going through right then. I didn't know what to do, and she sang, Honestly. Now, I didn't know it was her singing. And it was high voice. And I'm wondering, I'm standing back here. The person with the high voice is right over there. And there's a row of people coming down this way. So I couldn't see the person who was doing it. She said, honestly. And then she turned her head. She said, God's taking care of you. A dream. And all of a sudden, the peace of God flooded my heart. You can go back now. I'm walking in peace. I don't understand it. How can you walk in peace in a jail? How can you be in peace when you somewhere ain't supposed to be no peace? But I'm walking in peace. Peace like I've never seen. And I can't tell you everything, but I'm telling you. That's why I can tell you there's a God in heaven. I can tell you, he'll give you peace. In the midst of a storm, he'll give you peace. Before I didn't have it, I couldn't do it.
because I felt, but when he said you could do it, he not going to jump up. He going to give you something in your heart where you're going to know you can do it. It ain't going to be from what he said or she said. It's going to be what he put in here. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm telling you, though, I think my word is just Jesus is good. Jesus is a deliverer. Jesus is a deliverer. And Jesus, God, he's so good. Hallelujah. Turn around and just give him one more clap and we're going to dismiss. Everyone that God chooses have a call. Is that right? And if you stay in your call, you're going to do good. Right? I'm going to write a book about that too. We're having service too of when, this is an announcement now. The 25th, 26th, 27th, our brother going to be here with us, Brother David Richardson from Sparta. He's really, really good. He's going to help us celebrate paying off this church. We paid off the church. He's going to help us celebrate it. We're going to burn the mortgage. We're going to burn the mortgage. Not the real mortgage. Now we're going to get it. I'm so happy. Because little by little, God has showed me himself. And God is so great. How can he ever show you too much? You know, you can't see too much. You don't see. He only let you see what you can see. Because if he, you know, you can't, you couldn't. Father, in Jesus' name, my heart is full. My heart is full. I love your people. I want to see you move. I'll do what you say, whatever it takes. I just want to see you move for your people. I ask you in Jesus' name, Father, that you would move for your people. Let there be a place, a hospital here in Wentzville where people can get what they need from God. In Jesus' name. Where the devil won't keep fooling folks and tell them they're human or they're old and all this kind of mess he's been telling people. That is not your word. That is not your word. We can't find it nowhere in the New Testament. So I'm asking you, Lord, to bless us today. And as we go to eat, I pray, God, you'd help us. I love, Lord, fellowship, and you did too. So I'm thanking you for the word. I do pray that it has touched the heart, that somebody has gained more faith, more strength, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Al to say the blessing over the food.
God, Heavenly Father, you said man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So we thank you, Lord, for the manna from on heaven, Lord, this morning. We ask, God, as we go next door, Lord, we ask that you will bless that food, God, that natural food, Lord. Bless it, sanctify it, Lord, so it be nutrition and nourishment to our bodies. We ask, God, you will bless those, Father God, the workers, oh God, those that prepared this food, God, and made this possible, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and ask you in Jesus' name, amen.